Hello, good evening, good afternoon, good morning from wherever you're listening to Africans in the Diaspora with your host Olubanja Dibukaman Adigun. Welcome to another episode of this podcast. Yes, it's another beautiful day on earth. We are all here. We give thanks and praise to the Almighty. Yes, we have a special guest on our show today. We're going to be featuring her on the show. Sister Comfort Nabi Mbeng from South Africa by way of Cameroon. She's a gospel musician from Africa. We're going to be listening to some of her music, and we're going to be talking to her also about her music, how she started, where she is now, and where she's going to be going to. All right. Welcome, Sister Comfort. Nice to have you on African in the Diaspora with your host, Olubanja Dibukaman. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me in the program. I am so humbled.
You're welcome. You're very, very much welcome. This is what the show is all about. This is what this podcast is all about. It's about exposure of African art, music, culture to the people in the diaspora. So we are glad to have you. We are very glad to have you.
Thank you.
Please introduce yourself and then tell us a little bit about yourself, please.
I love to always introduce myself as the precious, peculiar daughter of the Most High God living in this chosen generation and who has been born by parents and given the name Comfort Nabi Mbeng. And a little about me would be, I grew up in a home. I'm the first seed of seven siblings, six girls and one boy. And we grew up in a Baptist, typical Baptist home. Mm-hmm. And going to church was always paramount, and I followed my parents. They were in the choir at a very young age. I started following them to their choir practices, and for some reason I got hooked with learning and getting interest in music. And I also really loved Mira Makeba. So I got hooked with her music at a young, tender age, you know?
Awesome. Mama Africa.
For that reason, sometimes some people listen to my music and the way I dress and they call me Mama Africa, and I'm thinking, what a huge name.
So it's good to assume that she's one of your major influences.
Yes. Yeah, okay. She is.
Okay. And you grew up in the church. Were you in the choir or anything?
Yes. I sang in the Calvary Baptist Choir in Moyuka. And when I went to secondary school, I tried to get into the choir, but I couldn't. But in high school, I went to high school in CPC Bali. I was in the choir. I even played the drums.
Wow.
And and when I came back to teach in my secondary school, Cameroon Baptist Academy, I formed a choir. And then when I came to the university, I formed also the group called Tribute Sisters. It was the idea that came into my mind. But today I know that was the Holy Spirit speaking, that form this group. And when I discussed it with my friend, before we knew it, this group was formed. And we even ended up representing Cameroon in South Africa in 1995 in a Pan-African music festival that took place in Pretoria.
What kind of group is this group that you're talking about?
The name of the, it was an all-female a cappella.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and the idea came from the fact that we had just been visited by an all-male a cappella group from Nigeria. Oh. And these boys sang so well. And I thought if they could do it as a group of boys, we can
do it
as a group of girls. So why don't we also form our own group? And that's how it started.
Very good. And you were in that group for a while.
Yes.
You did what do you call it, competitions, and you, I mean, you represented your country.
Yes, yes, you know, yeah, you know, we had just been invited to one Red Cross thing, and we were just doing our thing, not knowing the Minister of Cultures happened to be there.
Wow.
And he noticed us, and he called us and said, but who are you? Because I haven't heard about you, but I love what I see.
Wow, being at the right place at the right time, huh?
Right time, yeah. And I think you should be able to represent Cameroon in South Africa from nowhere.
Wow. Great, great.
Yeah.
That, I mean, that was the Holy Spirit working for you guys. You didn't expect anything like that.
At all.
How long did this group, were you with the group? How long were you with it?
I was in the group, I think it started, we started, I think it was in 92, 93, and then I left in 95, because after we represented Cameroon in South Africa, we went back with a medal, you
know? Wow, yeah, you won a medal.
We went back with a medal. I saw the hand of God, you know.
Amen.
When we went now, I decided to come back to South Africa on my own personally. So that's how I left the group.
Okay, very good. While we are talking, I'm going to be playing some of your music from the CD. So that, yes, that is what we do. We need to put some music in here. The one from South Africa, the one I told you, Umutle. I think that's the first one I'm going to play. Then
you're beautiful. It means you're beautiful.
Yes. Let's play that and then just take a listen.
All right.
Sister Comfort Nambi Mbeng. Oh yes, Mutli. That is beautiful. Tell me a little about this song. What inspired you to write this particular song?
Yes, I am really glad you asked me this question, because I had parted with a friend of mine in South Africa who had helped me a lot. And this friend, I will just withhold the name, he's a Nigerian.
Okay.
The Nigerian. And when I met up again with him, he was going through a lot of challenges and he did not look too well. And I looked at what the situation that he had been through had made him become.
Yep.
And I did not like that.
Wow.
So I went back and my spirit was disturbed to the point where I had the spirit just ministered that you have to tell this person that they are beautiful in God's eyes, and they should allow nothing to tell them otherwise or detect to them otherwise who they are, because they are precious in God's eyes. So whatever the situation that they are going through is, they shouldn't allow it deter them and break them down to the point where they are not recognizable. So that's how the song
powerful remotely. Beautiful. That was Umutle.
Umutle.
The TH is silent. Umutle. Umutle.
Umutle.
Wow. That is the click song. I mean, the click.
Okay.
Thank you. I knew something was special about that song. So, Umutle. Very good. Now, when you finish your high school and you started to do your own thing, tell us a little bit about that, when you started doing your own music.
After high school, I went to the university and got selected to do to be trained as a senior research technician. And then now we started. I started being in the choir. I was in the Etugebe Baptist Choir.
Okay.
And I was also in the Ecumenical CRTV Choir of Cameroon at the time. Yeah. So. I was always interested in music. I really did not know I could sing, but again, this very close friend of mine from high school, she said to me, Comfort, I'm going to invite you to come and join the CRTV choir. And I was like, wow, that's a big choir. I don't think I qualify, you know. And she said, you are going to be a member in that choir. And before I knew it, I was. So the choir master, Mr. Victor Epiangome, noticed something about me that I had no idea.
Yes.
And he started grilling me until he brought out the best in me. Then I grew up in confidence now, knowing that, oh, I can actually sing and sing this well.
Beautiful.
You know?
Beautiful. Wow.
Yeah, so.
All thanks to him. Yeah, I mean.
Yes.
See, that is how God does his thing. He always send you that helper to help you.
For sure, always.
Yes. Now you are part of the choir.
So I'm part of that choir and of another choir that I've said and all on. And then, like I said earlier on, this group came from Nigeria and they ministered, and we were invited to minister alongside with them in some few gatherings. So I then discovered what was a cappella in them. And then that's how I thought, if they can do it, why can't we do it? Because what triggered the idea of this a cappella all-female group was, we were ladies and we would sit after work and just talk about boyfriends and being jilted here and there and all of this. And this was gaining us nothing. And I thought, why don't we do something that can be more productive with our lives?
Exactly.
For example, like coming up with an a cappella all-female group.
Wow.
And you know, from there, that was born. So we were still in the other groups, but then we had our own group where we became our own masters, because we did not have anyone to direct us. We used to sit there and come up with those songs all by ourselves. And as I'm telling you, please don't dare to ask me the songs. I have even forgotten. I have to sit and think before they come back to me. Maybe they will come along as we are talking.
I understand. Oh my goodness. You turn into African in the diaspora.
Yeah. And I was surprised that I was singing bass in that a cappella, you know.
Oh really? Wow. Mm-hmm. You were the bass? Wow. You are turning to African in the diaspora with your host Olubanjo, the Bookman Adigun. Today we have Sister Comfort Nambi Mbeng, all the way from South Africa, by the way of Cameroon. Yes, we are talking to her about her life as when she started her music, and we're going to continue to talk to her and then play some more of her music as time goes on. Don't forget, you can tune in to us everywhere you listen to your podcast. That is Spotify, Apple, Google Podcasts, Breaker Podcast, everywhere you listen to your podcast. Don't forget, you can also email us at african675@gmail.com. african675@gmail.com. Also, we're on Twitter, African Diaspora 19. Connect with us on Twitter. Instagram, African_675. Instagram, African_675. And let's continue to talk to Sister Comfort Nambi Mbeng.
Yes.
So now you did the a cappella thing, and then when did you become your own professional person when you started making your own music?
Yeah, so when we started this a cappella group, we were being recognized now. And before we knew it, the Nigerian embassy in Cameroon sponsored us to go make our first CD.
Wow.
Cassettes.
Back in the days.
Yes, back in the days in Jos, that's where we recorded our first
Plateau State
cassette. Yes, and we came back now and we were touring the country.
Wow.
We performed in Yaounde, Douala, Bafoussam, Bamenda, and it was huge. We used to have performances in Hilton hotels, and you know, and it jam packed full, and things that we did not even know was happening was beginning to happen.
Yes.
But you know, when you are premature in the things of God,
yes,
flesh takes over.
Mm-hmm.
And when flesh takes over, it became prideful, and it was, it's me, and it's me, and it's me, and all of that. We forgot that this was God's idea. I'm speaking this now because I have come to realize that it's never your idea.
It's God's idea. Amen. Amen.
You know, yeah. So when that happened, there became a lot of conflicts and misunderstandings and fights. And at some point, I, as an individual, could not take it. I'm not saying that I wasn't part of the fight.
Of course.
I'm saying is, I, as an individual, have come to realize that I should have realized that this was about God and not us, because we became so famous in the country.
Wow.
So famous. We were in newspapers and we attended TV show, talk shows, and you know, so we were at a different level now, where you walk on the street and people will point.
They recognize
you. You know.
Yeah.
So it got out of hand. Something that we did not think would get out of hand got out of hand, and we couldn't handle.
You became celebrities.
So I split. I was the first one to break out of the group.
Whoop,
and they left me to South Africa. So now in South Africa, and the thought of music never left me. Never. So in, I think it was in 2015, I started again. This time, it was a challenge for me because my surrounding looked at me and said, you are too old for this now. I don't even think you have a nice voice anymore. And so I had to believe in myself.
Of course.
Alone. And when I discussed it with my junior sister, Mildred said to me, this is something you have always done. Remember, you initiated the one in Cameroon. So if this thing is still in you, don't even stop. I will stand behind you.
Great.
And I said to myself, Mildred, if you can only stand behind me, then I am going to confidently push this thing. So that's how, again, I started all on my own. Yeah.
And
decided to go solo.
Wow. Okay. I'm going to play another track from the one you sent me.
Who am I, Lord?
What is the title?
Who am I, Lord?
Who am I, Lord? you're speaking broken now. Huh? Inspire you to write this particular one?
Let me start by, it was the biggest challenge in my life. One of the biggest challenge in my life was traveling from Cameroon to South Africa via road.
And hold on before you go about it. What make you decide to do that?
One of the reasons was I didn't have enough money to be able to fly by air.
Okay.
And secondly, I was going through certain challenges in the country at the time.
Wow.
And I felt like my life was not safe anymore. And I had to come up with a decision to either leave or I might lose my life.
Wow.
So that's how it came that I had to do it by road, so the challenges were too many. I fell sick at a certain point.
Yes.
I was bleeding blood in coming out of my ears, my mouth,
wow.
Every opening of my body whilst I was in a boat.
Hmm.
And there was no hospital, no nurses, nothing. I do not know how I got healed. Hmm. All I know is whilst we were there, the villagers would just give me whatever tablet they could give me, you know?
Yes.
And I would just believe in those tablets and swallow them.
Mm.
And we were in the water for 2 weeks. And
wow.
After 2 weeks, I got healed. And that for me was a miracle.
And that is how you came about.
A journey that would take 8 hours of flight took me 13 months, 1-3.
Wow.
So, in summary, I always asked myself, who am I, Lord, that you would preserve me this much? Because at a certain point when I also got sick again, I even suggested to the person I was traveling with that you can just push me if I die and pretend as if you don't even know in the waters,
wow.
You know?
Wow.
So I've always asked myself, who am I, Lord, that you would preserve me this much? So I started searching the scriptures.
Powerful.
And allowing the scriptures to speak back to me as to who am I. Then I started discovering that I have power and authority. I am the most precious child of the Most High God, and He loves me and He preserves me for a reason.
Amen.
For His glory.
Yes.
So at this point, I had recognized that pride should never be part of the issue when God is busy with you.
Very good.
And fame should never derail you, because it has already derailed me once, and I'm not going to allow that anymore. So
powerful.
That's how Who Am I, Lord was born.
Powerful, powerful. And it's very great message. I love it. So you moved to South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
The next level of your life began.
It was challenging, because when we had represented Cameroon,
mm-hmm.
paid in a hotel for 1 month, everything was well taken care of, paid.
Yes.
We did not even pay a cent, and all of this was happening. In my short mind, I thought that's life, you know. So yes. Now I've decided to come back on my own thinking that's the life. But when I arrive, I have to start all by myself from nowhere. I was like a fish in the middle of the sea, swimming with no direction.
Wow.
So that wasn't easy. But then the Lord never left me.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, He never left me. So I started by doing braiding hair. And before I knew it, in the middle of that, I fell pregnant.
Oh.
So the first 5 years of my life in South Africa, I was trying to find my path, and with child as well. And
mm-hmm.
It wasn't easy. So,
wow. To God be the glory.
Yeah, so then after that, I remember that I was a senior research technician back in Cameroon. Why don't I start applying? So I started now after 5 years to apply. So gradually, from nowhere, I saw myself in the lab and being trained again. My life started again, being trained again as a clinical pathology medical technician again, you know?
Yes. Wow. When did you start get back into music? When did you get back into music?
Okay, that was in 2015.
2015, you came back into music. And I'm going to play another track from your CD. You should be able to.
Your Right Hand Lord.
Your Right Hand Lord.
Your Right Hand Lord. It's majestic in power.
We're going to listen to it and then we'll come back and talk about it.
All right. Your right hand, oh Lord, is majestic in power. Your right hand, oh Lord, is majestic in power. Your right hand, oh Lord, shatters the enemy. Your right hand, oh Lord, shatters the enemy. Your right hand, deliver me from bottomless pit.
Yes. We're going to take a break and we'll be right back after these messages.
All right.
And we are back. Yes, you're tuning to Africans in the Diaspora with your host, Olubanjo Dibukaman Adigun. Today on the podcast, we have Sister Comfort Nambi Mbeng from South Africa by the way of Cameroon in West Africa to South Africa. And we'll be talking to her about her life journey and her music. Yes, let's listen to some of the music.
Step by step, I should take. Step by step, I should take.
Now, when you listen to gospel music, it's different kind of genre. It just moves you, you know. Even though you might not understand the language, but the lyric and the music moves you. I love it. Mm. Talk to me about this a little bit more, about this particular track. I love that track. It reminds me of somebody like The Law. I know it's playing world music, but the same rhythm, I love it.
Thank you. This song, Your Right Hand, Lord, is born from Exodus chapter 15. I think it's from verse 5. If you open it, it's very scriptural. I just, when I studied that chapter,
yes,
I could see the hand of the Lord upon my life in the challenges that I was facing in South Africa at the time.
Yes.
And I was encouraged by that scripture a lot. So that is how this song was born.
Very good.
From Exodus, yeah.
So you moved to South Africa, you started working the general normal work, and then you went back to music.
Yes.
So when did you decide to go back to music?
Like I said, it was in 2015.
Yes.
Yeah, 2015, I decided to go back solo. And it was a huge challenge because I was already working as a clinical pathology medical technician, and I was working night duty.
Oh.
So I would work 7 days on, and I would have 7 days off. So those 7 days off, I would work on my songs, and then I would book for an appointment in the studio in Johannesburg, and then would go there for recordings. And sometimes your bookings would be canceled, and they would not even tell you. You know, when you are still young in music, sometimes nobody actually respects you. You know, they can cancel without even informing you because you are not popular, you are not known. So sometimes I would arrive there and just find out that I was cancelled, and I would have to sleep on the floor and wait for when they're going to book me the next day so that I can be able, because transportation was a problem for me, you know. So it took a lot of sacrifice. And remember this, because it's something that the Lord has put in you, you investing your own money. So your salary is paid, you take care of your roof over your head, feeding, you pay your school fees for your the child, and then you still have to pay for the studio and for your music, and you know. So it wasn't easy, but I never gave up.
Very good. And after all that, you release a CD.
Eventually it started with one song.
Yes.
And remember, when you're busy with the song, it doesn't make sense. It looks like you're doing something very stupid.
You kept going.
Come together until after you've done one, then the spirit leads you to the next song and the next song. Mm-hmm. And before I knew it, I had 12 songs in that album. And then I decided to give the name Dry Bones Alive Again, stemming from Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 1 to 14, where we had to speak to our dry bones of our lives, because I saw that I was dead at the point, and I had to speak, because the Lord gave a command that you speak to those dry bones. And your dry bones can be anything, any challenge. But then the Lord commands you to be able to take authority and speak and bring it back alive, and he will breathe back air into it. And that's how the whole album was born.
And the title of the album, once again?
I believe he breathed back the air into the dry bones that were dead, gathered them back together, and then put them back.
Wow.
Yeah.
You said the name of the album was Dry Bones Alive.
Again.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. And you have 12 tracks on that CD.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Can we get it online or anywhere?
Some of the songs are on my YouTube. Yes,
YouTube,
and please. Yeah, and I don't have it up my head to say, at the stage where I am right now in life, I am more focused on whoever is able to lay hands on the music, may it start ministering to them. How the Lord will raise me from this level to the next level, I am not questioning it. I just have faith that it will happen.
So all they need to do, because I went on YouTube to look for your music, they need to do is type
my
in
name.
Comfort Nambi Mbeng. And there we go. I saw your music on YouTube.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. And so
I'm more concerned on spreading the word of God right now.
Amen.
And how the Lord is going to use it to bless me is his business.
Exactly.
My business
is to spread the word.
Do what he has said I should do.
Beautiful. Beautifully done. I
produced so many CDs and then distributed them, and I just give until I realize I have none left anymore.
But what you can do also now, since you are this part of the world, is all you can put them on iTunes, and and there are ways of doing this which we can show you.
I'm following technology behind.
People can go and download it and they'll pay for it.
If I had someone that will manage me, some of these things would have gone further than they are.
Yes.
But I'm not complaining. I just want my things to be right, and then I will take it from there. But if someone is volunteering to help me push it, I do not mind.
That's awesome. Awesome. So anybody out there listening to African in the Diaspora, and you are technologically versatile or savvy, don't forget, you can check us. Do you have a way for people to contact you?
Now, it could be on my email.
Email.
Which is comfort, like in comfort, then Nabi and Mbeng. All of my names, like you see,
Comfort Nambi Mbeng
at yahoo.com.
Okay, that is great. We will also put it on the podcast when we we're going to do a little write up about you on there, so that when people go there, they can see your email, and that's how to get in touch with you. So anybody out there willing to help our sisters, if you are technologically savvy, you know about technology, you can help her. She's out there. So we're going to play another track from your music. I know this is interesting. I love talking to you. It's been fun. It's been great. Let's play the fourth one.
Easter is everything. Easter is every day.
Every day.
We are almost in the Easter period now. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Was buried in the tomb.
passion lost for iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. By his stripes we were healed.
About this, Easter is every day. To me about that. Easter is every day.
Yeah, you know, as I began to search the scriptures and trying to understand God and a little bit of his mind, I realized it's a package of when Christ was born, his death, and his resurrection. It's a package. There isn't a way where you can talk about the resurrection of Christ without remembering that he died,
yes,
and without remembering that he was born.
Yes.
And I started finding out why would all of this happen? And I realized when we had fallen short of the glory of God, God loved us so much that he could not allow us to perish. So he sent his son, his only begotten son, to come in flesh. You know, the word was made flesh and came and dwelt amongst us and familiarized itself with all that we would ever go through in life. So there is nothing that we would ever go through now or that we ever went through that Jesus Christ himself did not go through.
Yes.
So he gathered all of that because of the kind of love that he had for us. And he became a curse on the tree for you and me, because it said, curse is him that hangeth on the cross. So he became a curse for us so that all the curses on us are now taken away, and all the attacks, all the afflictions, all the form of diseases, all the form of whatever plagues that will ever come or are still coming, or he took all of this and he nailed them to the cross.
To the cross, right. Wow.
And when I look at myself, mm-hmm, and I see myself as someone that he would do that for me, I am reminded to tell myself I should not take this in vain.
Or for granted.
Yeah, or for granted. So for that reason, I remind myself on a daily basis of such unconditional, profound love that is priceless.
Wow.
Just for me, comfort. So it's on a daily basis that I have to celebrate him for doing such an act that we find no words to really qualify and describe it.
Amen.
Yes.
Beautiful.
So that's how the song came about, and I feel
about.
I should celebrate him every
day.
Why don't we celebrate him every day?
Why don't we? Yes.
Yeah.
Why don't we? He's worthy.
Yeah.
He's worthy.
Yes.
Thank you very much, Sister Comfort. It's been fun talking to you, talking about your music, playing your music, and I mean, you're always welcome back to African in the Diaspora anytime.
Thank you. I will. I'm sure
Yes. I thank you for doing this. We are on every Friday. So by midnight Friday, the show should be on.
Okay.
Yes. And, well, I thank you for doing this. And I thank my sister, Sister Lee. I thought she was going to join us.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
Maybe she's just
hopefully
busy.
Hopefully she's with us in the spirit.
Yeah, she's busy. She's a very busy person, Sister Lee.
Very busy.
The one that introduced you to
me. But we thank her for connecting us together, you know.
Yes, I'm so appreciative.
That's how God waits.
Yes, that is how it is. Yes. Nothing happened by accident.
Nothing happened by accident. In my language, I have taken out coincidence.
Yes.
God incident.
Amen.
You know, finally programmed. Nothing is a mistake anymore.
Nothing is a mistake. Everything
for
that happened for a reason. Yes. And it is his way of guiding us.
Yes.
I thank you for doing this, and I appreciate you.
Thank you so
much. Have a blessed day.
Thank you so much.
I'll be talking to you very soon.
Thank you. You too. Stay blessed and uncommonly favored during these turbulent times.
Amen. Thank you very much. Have a blessed evening. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye for now.
That was Sister Comfort Nabi Mbeng from South Africa by the way of Cameroon on African in the Diaspora today with your host Olubanjo Odubukaman Adigun. It's been a very interesting show. One of our supporters, Feed Sports, please go to their website, find out a little bit more about them. It's called www.feedsport.com. That is www.feedsport.com. Find out more about them. You can also see our podcast on there. On the lineup there, we are right there on their page. Check them out. If you need for them to help you in any way, they can always help you. African in the Diaspora is on anchor.fm. Don't forget, you can get in touch with us by email at african675@gmail.com. We are on Instagram, african_675. We are on Twitter at africandiaspo19. That is africandiaspo19. That is on Instagram. Check us out on Facebook, also on Tumblr, African in the Diaspora. It's been fun being here. Thank each and every one of you out there. Please, always, don't forget to share the podcast with your friend. You know, you can, anywhere they listen to their podcast, all they need to do is type in African in the Diaspora. Anywhere, Spotify, Google, Apple, Breaker, Radio Republic, anywhere they listen to their podcast. May the peace and the blessing of the Lord be with you. As my people Yoruba will say, Odilabo, which means see you all later.